Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. One of the things that I think is most frustrating, I think it's frustrating for every human being. I don't think there is a person alive who hasn't had the circumstance where they say they want to do something. They tell themselves that they're going to do something, and then they don't do it. And they don't follow through, and they completely either can view it as sabotage themselves, hold themselves back, but completely disregard what they had said. And it makes people feel really badly about themselves. And that is it's something that can be really, really frustrating. And I know when it comes to emotional eating and it comes to weight loss, it is absolutely a confounding thing that people find so incredibly frustrating, as you know, with the question of why do I know what I'm supposed to be doing and yet I'm not doing it? Or I can tell myself first thing in the morning what I'm going to do throughout the day, and then it push comes to shove, and all of a sudden I'm eating something I shouldn't be eating when just 5 hours earlier I really wanted to do that. Why is that happening? And I'm here to tell you that you're not crazy, and you don't have a lack of willpower, and you don't have a lack of self-discipline. You just have a subconscious, and that's everyone has a subconscious mind. And so today I want to talk about, and this is going to be a series of podcasts, because the subconscious is such a huge topic that we can't just address it in one. Honestly, it's overwhelming and it's too much information to take in at one time. So today what we're going to talk about, what I'm going to discuss today, is the subconscious and what it is, what it is not, and a first step that everyone can take to start to harness the power of their subconscious, because I think it's really important to understand what the subconscious is, what it does, and why you do the things that you do, even though you want to do other things. I'm going to explain to you why you do those things and steps that you can start to take to change those patterns and change the way you do things. So if you are listening to this podcast and you are not live in the live on my personal profile in Facebook, I always go live every Wednesday. Been on vacation the last two Wednesdays, so I haven't gone live. So I'm super happy to be back and doing a live broadcast and a podcast from my personal profile on Facebook. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kristen Jones, and I am a life coach, and I specialize in helping emotional eaters address and manage their relationship with food and lose weight in the process. And that is a whole lot of things that you do. It is certainly weight loss is like the byproduct. It's really about understanding how your brain works and understanding your emotions and understanding where all of those things come from and all those patterns that we have that we're doing that we really wish we weren't doing and why can't we change them. Today we're going to talk about why they're not being changed and how we can start to take steps to change them. And that's going to be a subsequent podcast. But for today, what we're going to talk about is understanding, because we have to, in order to change something, you have to understand what it actually is. So we're going to be talking about the subconscious mind. And so the first thing is we have to understand what the subconscious mind is. And so that's going to be our first step. So first thing you have to understand is we have our subconscious mind and we have our conscious mind. Our conscious mind is what I'm doing right now. I'm formulating my thoughts, I'm in the moment, and I am coming up with what I want to say as I am speaking. Now, I will tell you that subconsciously, I did a few things when I first started this podcast. When I first started speaking and I said, "Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week." That comes from my subconscious. That is a tape, that is a script that I have in my subconscious, that I've done it enough times that I say it automatically. I don't have to think about it. The words just flow. But what I'm doing right now, as I'm formulating my words and I'm coming up with what I'm saying, that is my conscious mind. I'm coming up and formulating words and sentences, and I am delivering that information to you. It's information that I just learned. It's not off the top of my head. I have my notes, and I have my notes on my screen as well. And so those are coming from my conscious mind, not from my subconscious mind. So my conscious mind is formulating all of these thoughts and the words that I'm saying. All of us use our conscious mind only about 5% of the day. Otherwise, 95% of the things that we do come from our subconscious mind, okay? And in our conscious mind, when we are deliberately thinking about things, that's where willpower exists. Willpower is part of your conscious mind. So you can understand that if we only use our conscious mind 5% of the time and willpower is a part of that, we're barely using our willpower, or we're barely using what we consider to be willpower to will ourselves to do things that we want to do. It's only 5% of the day. So we're not really going to, that's not really going to be very effective to get us to make changes in how we do things and behaviors that we have. So our subconscious, and when we talk about our subconscious and our conscious, when those two are in battle, so to speak, the subconscious wins every single time. Every single time. And you will understand why it wins every single time when I explain to you what the principles are or the components that make up your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind is every single experience, memory, and thought that you have had from your past. And it's from the time you were born to this moment in time right now. All of that exists in your subconscious. Every thought, every belief, every experience, both positive and negative, are all housed in your subconscious mind. It's pretty crowded in there. There's a lot of stuff going on. And so what your subconscious does is it houses all of that information. And the important thing to remember about your subconscious is your subconscious does not make a judgment about anything that's from your past, any experience you've had. It doesn't make a judgment about it, but it does deem it as the truth. So every experience, everything that you've had happen to you in your life is housed in your subconscious. And if you bring that up and it's a part of your subconscious, it believes that that is your truth. So if you have had the experience, for example, of losing weight and then gaining it back, your subconscious doesn't make an opinion, doesn't make a judgment about you as a person because you gained weight and lost it back. All it knows is that's what you do. You gain weight or you lose weight and you gain it back. That's your pattern. That's the pattern that you have established within your subconscious. It doesn't know any better. It doesn't know that whether that's good or bad. It's just recognizing the pattern. Okay, so that's the first thing, is that it doesn't make a judgment, and it's everything that's happened to you, everything that has gone on in your life is a part of your subconscious. So it also, one of the things that's really important to know is that your subconscious works in images. It works in images. It doesn't necessarily work in words. It works in images. So everything is an image in your subconscious. And so when we're talking about that, we have to remember that in order to, whatever's existing there is an image. So if we want to change anything, we have to work in images as well. So I'm going to go through six different things about your subconscious that you need to know that make your subconscious both incredibly unique and incredibly powerful, but it's also things that we need to understand about it so we can work congruently with it and not work in its opposition. So the first thing you have to know about your subconscious is merely trying to protect you. It's trying to protect you, and it's trying to do what's best for you in the moment, in time. So all it's trying to do is it's trying to protect you. And so when it brings up things from the past, worst case scenarios, it's only trying to do that because it wants to protect you. It isn't trying to upset you. It isn't trying to hurt you. It's just trying to protect you. So that's the first thing we need to realize. And again, those images and those things come up. It's just trying to protect you. The second thing is your subconscious follows the messages that you are giving it. It doesn't make a judgment about it. It doesn't have a bias. It doesn't say whether it's right or wrong. And it doesn't care if it's destructive to you. It doesn't care that it's hurtful to you. It doesn't know whether or not it's hurtful to you or not. All it knows is the images and the patterns that you have done in the past are the patterns that it will repeat. That is really important to know, that what you say and what you do, even though it acts in images, the thoughts that you have and the thoughts that you create and the things that you are conveying to it, all of those things are what it follows. And that's it. That's what it does. It follows what you plant and what you put into it. So what does that mean? It means that when it's there and it's in the subconscious and it recognizes it and it hears it often enough, it takes that as your truth. So I'm going to give you an example. I gave you two examples of this. And I'm going to give you two examples of this, and this is really going to hit home for many people. I know many people who are watching this and listening to this. And if you are listening to this on the podcast, this will probably resonate true with you. When you have the thought and the repeated thought of sugar is my downfall, sugar is bad for me, I am addicted to sugar, all your subconscious hears is that message. And all your subconscious will do is it will look back in your past and it will be like, okay, let's try to prove that she's right. That's what your subconscious does. Because again, it wants to make you happy. So it will do whatever it can to find evidence. For those of you who have listened to the podcast before, the reticular activating system, it does the same thing. And it's part of your subconscious. It looks for proof and evidence. So if we keep saying, we keep giving that message to ourselves of sugar is bad for me, sugar is the downfall, that's the thing I can't resist, that is all that it will, then it follows that lead. It's like, okay, let's try to find proof that that's exactly her truth. That is her truth. Whatever you are saying to it is what becomes your truth. Another thing, I can't lose weight. When you keep conveying that information to your subconscious, it doesn't make a judgment. It just says, okay, she believes she can't lose weight. Let's find all the examples and all the proof that will prove her right that she can't lose weight. And that's why you go and you grab something. That's why you go off plan. So we have to be responsible and realize that our subconscious is only playing off of what we are giving it and what we are having it be exposed to. And again, we can't go back and change. We can't get rid of any of the thoughts, the beliefs, the things that are in our subconscious already. But what we can do is start to pick apart those beliefs that we have. We don't necessarily get rid of them, but we put them way down at the bottom of the list, and they're not the most prominent thought. They're not the most prominent thing that our subconscious gets to go to. And we'll get there. We'll get there to that. But it's really important that we must change the words, the images, and the thoughts that we are conveying to our subconscious. Because if we don't do that, we keep doing that cycle over and over and over again. Because all we're doing is we are telling it what we don't want, and it will prove that we can have what we don't want. And it will continue to show us and give us examples and make sure that we're happy with what we don't want. And that's not what we want. All right. The third thing is your subconscious does not recognize negative. It doesn't recognize the word no. It doesn't recognize the word can't. It doesn't recognize you want to stay away from, you know, will and soon and tomorrow. It only recognizes the present tense. The present tense is what it recognizes. Even though it has all this stored stuff from the past, it's recognizing what's happening in the moment. And so it doesn't recognize those negatives. So when we say, I don't want to eat after dinner, it's not going to recognize, I don't want to eat after dinner. It's going to recognize, I want to eat after dinner. That's what it's going to hear. That's what it's going to play off of. And that's what it's going to then prove to you. Yeah, you do want to eat after dinner. So we really have to be very, very aware of the messages. And again, those negatives, we want to stay away from those negatives. We want to stay away from the nots and the can'ts and the don'ts, because those are not what the subconscious is going to hear. This is probably, I think, one of the most powerful things that it does, is it always wants to return to the familiar and what's comfortable. It doesn't want to be uncomfortable. And so when things get hard, it wants to take you back to where things were comfortable and where things were familiar. And that does not mean that it's good for you. And that does not mean that it's healthy for you. It doesn't mean that it's going to help you reach your goals. In fact, oftentimes it does the exact opposite. But again, it's your protector. And it wants you to be happy. It wants you to be familiar, and it wants you to be comfortable and cozy. And so what we have to recognize is when we do get uncomfortable, that's actually a really good thing, because the comfort is where we're going back into we're allowing the subconscious to take us back to where we've always been and what we've always done. And we will get the same result if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So it's really, really important that we remember that familiar and comfortable oftentimes is not what's going to move us forward. Discomfort and getting yourself out of that comfort zone is what's going to move you forward. Comfort is not always the best thing. The next thing you have to know about your subconscious is it's always seeking pleasure for you. It's always wanting to make you feel good, and that is not always in your best interest. In fact, it's usually not in your best interest. So it's important to remember that it's always going to want to take you back to what's going to feel good. And what's going to feel good oftentimes is not what's good for you. So knowing that, and knowing that, yeah, you know what, it would be so much more comfortable if I had a snack before dinner, or if I had a snack before I went to bed. That's super comfortable, because that feels like childhood, or it feels like, you know, like I'm being taken care of and I'm comforting myself. But that's not what's going to be good for you in the long run. So we always have to remember that it is going to seek that comfort. And we have to be aware, and that's where our conscious thought will come in, but we have to be aware of that subconscious is always going to want to pull us back. And the last thing that it will do is it is always going to reject conflicting beliefs between your conscious brain and your subconscious brain. And again, the subconscious is always going to win out. So your conscious brain can tell you, I want to lose weight. I want to eat well today. But if your subconscious is like, yeah, but you're not going to do it. You never do it anyway. You know, you flake on this stuff all the time. If your subconscious has those messages, then those two things are in complete opposition, and the subconscious is always going to win. It's always going to win. It's always going to be more powerful. So we have to recognize and realize that if there is a conflict between our subconscious and our conscious, we have to be honest and start to dig into what are those beliefs in our subconscious that we're allowing to come to the surface that are creating the life that we have. If your life currently is not where you want it and it's not what you want to have, it is because of the activities and the thoughts and the feelings and the images that are happening in your subconscious. It's not because you're consciously thinking, I want to sabotage myself, I want to do the wrong thing. No, it's your subconscious. It's merely acting out what has already happened, and it is making that your reality now. We have to go in, we have to change those messages and change those things that are happening in the subconscious right now in order to be able to then move forward with the goals that we want to meet. Now, I know this is like way out there and it can be very, very confusing, but I want you just to remember that what has happened in your past is always housed in your subconscious, but you always get to make the decision about how you want to think moving forward. And how you, whether you want to buy in and listen to and absorb and replay the things in your subconscious, or if you want to create something new moving forward. And that's what I want you to understand, is that it's not that we have to be upset with our subconscious, or we have to think, oh gosh, I need to get rid of all of that. No, we just need to start from here in the present and move forward. And move forward with new ways of thinking about ourselves, new beliefs that we have about ourselves, and accepting and knowing that that is our truth. The truth that we've had from the subconscious in the past, that's in the past. We now get to start something. We now get to create something that's for us right here and now. All right. So the one tool that I want to give you today, because again, there are a lot of different tools. There's a lot of different things that you can be doing. But I want to give you one to start off with, because I think it's very manageable. It's very manageable to be able to do this and to be able to start to create these images and these thoughts and beliefs within you. And I think I really want people to be able to have something that they can use right now. And it's something you can do immediately. And I will just give a little heads up that for those people who are in the membership, and if you're coming to the call that we have right after this, I'm actually going to walk you through an entire visualization, and we're going to do it live on the call. So be ready for that. But I'm going to kind of explain and walk you through one of the most powerful ways that we can start to make changes to our present and not get sucked into that past piece of our subconscious, bringing up all the things that we've done in the past that we don't want to repeat anymore. The way we can do that is to visualize our future and visualize what it is that we want. But there's a very specific way that you go about visualizing your future and visualizing what it is that you want to have in your life. And we have to be very, very clear and very systematic about how we go about doing that. So the first, visualization is what we're going to be talking about today. And visualization is the process of taking yourself through and walking through steps of visualizing how it is that you want something in your life to happen. So how do you want your life to unfold? And it's not your life to unfold, it's like your day to unfold. And so it's one of the most powerful things that people can do, and it's something that people have been doing for years and years and years. They have been creating visualizations, whether it's athletes, whether it's actors, whether it's anyone who has a goal that they want to reach, visualization really creates. It's something that the conscious brain creates to create mental images to change what is going on in the subconscious. So it's a kind of a blending of the conscious and the subconscious. So what visualizations can do is it can enhance and magnify and accelerate any results that you want and that you're seeking to get. It can actually accelerate those things. It is not mind control. It's not you falling asleep. It's not you being hypnotized or anything like that. But what it is it allows you to be able to create the visual for your subconscious. So it knows, it now sees this positive thing that's going to happen. And again, your subconscious doesn't know whether something is true or whether it's really happening in the moment or not happening. It just takes it as your truth. So if you create a visualization of yourself and where you want to be and how you want your yourself to move through the day, your subconscious sees that as your new truth. And that's then what it will continue to repeat and replay. You don't just do it once. You have to repeat it. You have to create a new track, a new recording, so to speak, in your subconscious that is of you being successful. And so, and again, it's what athletes do. It's what people who have, you know, long-term goals do. And so it's something that's really, really effective to allow you to be able to create the imagery. And again, we know our subconscious deals in images, creates the imagery that then it will recall and be able to pull back and be able to have you, and will help you be successful by creating that as your new truth. So the steps to visualization, and there are five of them. The first one is to relax. The second one is to create detailed images of what you want to have happen. You have to acknowledge obstacles that may come into play, and you have to acknowledge them, and then you have to see yourself overcoming those obstacles. Then you want to use affirmations, and you want to do this over and over and over again. So I am going to kind of give you an example of what that could look like for someone who, I'm going to use an example of eating past satisfied. That's one of the things that I think is most challenging for people is I'm going to do resisting a snack, resisting temptation to eat off plan, to eat a snack, to eat in between meals. That's going to be the visualization. Okay. The visualization is going to be not resisting, but eating on plan, having an obstacle of wanting to have a snack, and then seeing yourself, visualizing yourself not doing it, and then affirming yourself, and then continuing to do that over and over again. So the first step is to relax and to be completely comfortable, because our brain is much more open and willing to listen and to take things in when we are in a relaxed state. So we have brainwave cycles that our brain, we have a certain number of brainwave cycles when we're under stress, when we're, you know, actively consciously thinking, our brainwave cycles are much higher. We want to take our brainwave cycles down to a much lower level, and that opens the subconscious up to being able to be more receptive to what it's being fed. So you are in a very relaxed or a light sleep state. You are very much in control, but you are slowing down your breathing. You get comfortable. You sit in a comfortable place. Sometimes people will lay down. You don't want to fall asleep, so you do want to be actively calming yourself down, slowing your breathing down, getting yourself to a very, you want to get to that alpha, that very relaxed stage where it's often associated with dreaming. And so when we're in the beta stage, we are heightened and fully conscious. But the alpha stage, by slowing your brain waves down to the alpha stage, you're able to absorb the information more quickly, and you can retrieve information from your subconscious more easily. So we want to make sure that we come down to that relaxed state. And again, we're more open to being able to receive things. So then you want to create detailed images. So a detailed image of resisting a snack would be you're visualizing, seeing yourself sitting at your desk, feeling like you want to get up and snack, having yourself stand up, walk yourself over to the kitchen, walk yourself to the refrigerator, open up the refrigerator door. You see yourself there. You see yourself taking slow, deep breaths, coming to a place where you're very calm and relaxed, having a conversation with yourself of, I don't need this snack, closing the door, closing the refrigerator door, walking back to your desk, getting something to drink, walking back to your desk, and then getting yourself back to work. And then telling yourself how good that feels, how good it feels to be able to have accomplished being tempted by a snack, getting up, going to the refrigerator, opening the door, looking, and then deciding that's not what I want to do. And then going back to your desk and going back and resuming work. But visualizing all of the little details, how you're feeling, how that makes you feel, what the discomfort is, what the comfort is when you actually sit back down and you realize, oh my gosh, I did that, and how proud you feel of yourself. So that's the creation of those detailed images of you moving yourself through the steps of being tempted and then deciding that that's not what you want to do. So one of the things that there is a lot of research about when we do these visualizations is you have to acknowledge obstacles. So an obstacle of you getting up and going to the refrigerator and opening up the refrigerator would be that there's a plate of cookies inside, or there's leftover pizza, or there's something on the counter that looks really appealing, or your spouse asks you to, oh, here, you're hungry? Here, I'll get you something. We have to create those visuals of those obstacles and then visualize ourselves overcoming those obstacles and saying, no, I don't really want that. I'm going to go back to my desk and I'm going to get back to what I need to be doing. I just used work as a means, but think about any time where you're tempted. It could be at night when it's after dinner, but seeing the visual, seeing what happens, seeing the obstacle, and then seeing yourself resist it. This has to be done ahead of time, seeing yourself resist it and go back to doing what you were doing, and then how amazingly proud you feel about that. It's really important to be able, again, because when you can visualize the obstacle and then you overcome it, that becomes motivation, and it makes, instead of this being a fantasy, it makes it a reality. Because a fantasy is everything goes smoothly. Well, that's not life. So creating that obstacle and you overcoming it is creating that, taking it from a fantasy to a reality. And so it's really important that we have those obstacles and that we then overcome them so we can implant that into our subconscious that we are able to overcome them. Then you would use affirmations to affirm yourself while you're doing that visualization. Affirm yourself as to what you did, how proud you are. Your subconscious needs to hear those positive statements over and over and over again about what you've done in this visualization. We don't have to wait for us to be successful. We can visualize and create the image ahead of time, and then our subconscious will actually act that out. Now, I will say again, do you do this once and all of a sudden you're making the best decisions of your life? No, you have to do this repeatedly. It's important not only when you do affirmations, but when you do these visualizations that you visualize every day, maybe two or three times a day. You do a visualization before each meal. How am I going to handle this? How am I going to deal with this meal? When am I going to know when to stop? When am I going to stop eating so I don't eat past satisfied? That is what we have to start doing, is those visualizations, visualizing ourselves being successful, because then that then becomes a part of your past. You being successful, and that's what your subconscious then pulls up. So it's so important that we don't keep waiting for us to be like waiting for the scale to go down and then use that as our motivation. We've got to create the motivation and create the successes ahead of time by using visualizations, and then that becomes what our subconscious goes to. And again, your subconscious is going to win out every time when it's a battle of the subconscious to the conscious. Subconscious is going to win all the time. So we have to start filling it up with visuals and images and successes that we have. And we can do that through visualization. We don't have to wait for like, oh, when I lose 5 pounds, then I have that to build on. Because again, we can do that anytime with the power of our thoughts, because our thoughts are incredibly powerful. So those are the steps that you can take to visualize. Again, relaxing, creating detailed imagery, seeking and creating obstacles and then seeing yourself overcome them, using the affirmations to then affirm what you've already done, and then do it over and over and over again. As many times, and I mean it, it should be done daily. These visualizations, if you have an area of your weight loss that you're really struggling with, you visualize yourself doing it in the best way possible. And one of the things I'm gonna tell you, one of the things that's really powerful is when you do these types of visualizations before going to bed. Right before going to bed, because your conscious brain is what turns off, but your subconscious is working all the time. And I'm going to talk next week about a process or a system or a routine that you can do at night. It includes visualizations that will put you in the best possible position to change your subconscious through your sleeping and how you can plant seeds to make that happen before going to bed. So that is all I want to cover this week is that piece. What the subconscious is, what it does, and then visualization is your first step. Visualization is the first thing that you want to start doing in order to allowing your subconscious to start having implanted positive visuals, images that it can then use and reinforce and help you move through your day and do the things that you actually want to do. So I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that this is kind of opens up a little bit of a door to the subconscious. And I really hope that people realize you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything you're not a weak person. You're not bad. You don't have lack of willpower. We just have to understand how our brain works and then use the power of our brain to do what we want to do and to achieve the goals that we want to achieve. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope that this has kind of opened your eyes to something that is something else that we can explore. And I look forward to exploring this more in detail over the next 2 or 3 weeks of the podcast. So again, thank you so much for joining me this week. And I hope that this has been helpful. If you have any questions, again, I had stated earlier that in the membership, we are going to be doing a visualization on a coaching call that we're having right after this podcast. If that's something that you think, maybe I need to have more information, maybe I need to know more about what deeper things they're doing in this membership, I'll put the link to the membership information in the show notes for the podcast, also in the notes that are happening in the on my personal profile. So please reach out anytime, ask any questions, and get more information, because the subconscious, if we can have that be in a position to support us, there is nothing we can't do, and there's no goal that we can't reach. All right, take care, everybody. I'll see y'all next week. Thanks so much. Bye.